You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lisa, you've puked in the last 48 hours, eh?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
What's the matter?
So I am a dental hygiene student. I took my national boards, and just the anxiety, it's getting to me.
Oh. Really? So you had to throw up, huh, before the exam?
I did.
Wait a minute. Do you know how you did, though? Do you know?
So it's like a 10 to 14 day turnaround. So it's a 3-part board, past the first two, waiting on the third result. But the third one's your big one. So, yeah, I've got another week to find out.
You poor thing.
So where did you throw up?
Well, that's okay. You know, in the bathroom in the Airbnb, you know, left it spotless, though. So it's all good.
That's good. You cleaned up after yourself.
I do. I wanted that deposit back.
Yes.
Why are you in an Airbnb? Like, do you had to come into town or go into town? Where?
No, so I had to go down to Nebraska because I already have a job set up. So basically, if I wanted to start at the time I initially had said, I needed to go out of state so I could get my results back faster because it takes a little bit of time to get your license and everything.
Okay. So there's a backstory.
Gotcha. Yes, well, yes. Bless your little heart. Bless your heart.
I hope you go. I hope everything goes well.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
That's
it.
That's exciting.
Why don't you do us a big favor? Because you love your boys in the morning, don't you?
I love the boys in the morning.
Okay. So if you love us, you will text us as soon as you get the results and let us know that everything turned out well. Okay.
Oh, I will. Absolutely.
We expect to hear from you. Hey, wait a minute. I need you to hold on another moment. Don't go away, okay?
Okay. No worries.
Okay. Hey, Jackie, if we get a winner before you, are you going to still stay on the line and talk to us?
Yes, I will.
Okay, great. Don't go away.
Thank you.
Don't go away. Hold on. Jared, if we get a winner, you'll stay on the line and talk to us?
Oh, yeah, Dom, you got it.
Okay, good. Take us off speakerphone or Bluetooth while you're on hold. That's great. Is it pronounced Kiana? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Kiana, if we get a winner before we talk to you, are you going to stay on the line, though, and still talk to us?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Don't go away.
I'm
telling you, this works, Jeremy. Tanya, if we get a winner before you, you'll stick around and talk to us, right?
Sure. I got nowhere to go.
You got nowhere to go.
Good. All Listen, right. Tanya, get us off speakerphone or Bluetooth while you're on hold. That would be great. All right. Now we're back to Lisa, the puker.
All right.
Listen, we didn't come up with any new categories for today. So all we're going to do is just be repeating some that we've been doing this week, but we haven't been able to get winners. Okay.
All right. Let's hope.
All right.
So let's
see.
Oh, wait. There's one. Here's one that we haven't done. All right. You get a new one. You get a freshie. In 10 seconds, because we've been talking a lot about boy bands this week because NSYNC, you know, put out their first new record in a long time. But we don't want boy bands. In 10 seconds, I want the name of 5 all-girl bands or girl groups. All-girl groups. We need 5 of them. Ready? And go.
Okay, so we've got the oh my gosh, guys. Okay, Dixie Chicks. I know we're throwing up here. Dixie Chicks. We've got the.
You got
time
one.
Oh no, that was so bad.
That's terrible. Well, I'm gonna say.
I hope you did better on your exams.
I'm gonna save that one.
I did too, Jeremy.
I'm gonna save that. We might do it next week sometime.
Yeah, we'll hold on to that one.
Oh, Lisa,
thank you guys so much.
It was nice talking to you.
You're charming. Now go gargle with something and
brush and floss.
And text us your results, okay?
Amen. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. God, I love our listeners.
She's great.
It's really good. All right, Jackie, you've puked in the last 48 hours, eh?
I have.
Okay.
Violent.
Why? Why? Ooh.
Did you say violent? Well, like projectile puking kind of thing?
Violent and for hours. A couple days ago, I thought I had major food poisoning, and I was just all of a sudden like puking like crazy. And long story short, like that thing you're going to talk about, I'll make it short. I ended up at Sky Ridge and had an emergency appendicitis.
What?
Oh, you went big.
Holy crap.
Big time. Yeah, that is a sign of appendicitis for sure, is the puking.
Wow.
I had no idea. And I was kind of like, what did my husband feed me that was spoiled. And
you're like backtracking, you know, every meal and everything that you've had in your mouth, right?
Wow.
Exactly. And I couldn't believe it. And so I went in and they did the CT. They did the iodine thing. I went in and they came back like 30 minutes later and they're like, you need surgery now.
Yeah.
And so, so I'm recovering and,
it's pretty neat. They can do it with just like two little holes now. My wife had to have her appendix out. Is it three now? Okay. Well, maybe they did it wrong on my wife, but yeah, they put in little tiny holes.
They meant to take out her appendix, but instead they took out Nicole's spleen by accident.
Maybe they did it wrong. But anyway, it's fascinating. They can go in there with those little tiny holes and just pull it out now.
It is crazy. Yeah, they pulled it out of my belly button, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. Gross.
It's disgusting. So.
Doing better, though?
I am feeling better. It was funny when the doctors came in to check me. They're like, hey, let's look at your incisions. And my husband, he's so sweet. He slept on the couch there. And they go, you know, so how bad was it? And they were like, oh, God, thank God you came in because it almost looked like it was ready to burst. And the doctors who see disgusting things every day, my husband laughed after they left because he said they were disgusted by your appendix. They said it was like the look on their face.
Oh, really?
Jackie had a foul appendix.
It was pussy and swollen and disgusting.
You gave those doctors a story for years now.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this one appendix I saw back in 23. Woo!
Did they show it to you? I mean, I wish they would bring it in like in a little Petri dish and show you or something.
You know, I wish I had thought of that later. I was like,
get a picture.
I really would love to see it.
Take it home.
Be a great picture. Put it on like your mantle or something.
I'd want to take it home and hand it out for trick-or-treaters on Halloween.
Mm. Ooh, slice it up and it'll be something delicious. Oh, gosh. I'm not fully with it, so I'd be a little bit more witty.
No, you're doing good so far.
You're doing just fine, Jackie. Let's see how you do with Rattle Off, though. Are you ready to try it?
Oh, God. Yeah, now I'm starting to sweat, and it's not a fever.
No, don't throw up again.
Sit down. Relax.
Oh, God. And I had not thrown up. I told my husband I had not thrown up probably, for 12 years.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like,
I'm proud of my streaks. I had a 20-year streak at least. Yeah.
It probably feels pretty good after 12 years.
And I was pissed off when I did. It was
Me too.
Because it was the early 2010, 2012, 2015, somewhere in that range. And it had been the late 80s. So I was mad. I was out with my pub club friends for a Sunday brunch. And I just caught some sort of bug. And I had to go home and just
let loose.
Damn it. And it was like one time. And that was it. And I was like...
All of that
for one time.
Oh, my gosh. And I remember, actually, the last time was I was thinking I was all tough, and I was drinking with a bunch of car salesmen who are professional drinkers. And we were playing pool, and we did shots of Jaeger, and I puked Jaeger. I was laying in bed, just like a lava, or what do you call it, a volcano. Back down on my face. And my husband was like, you're disgusting.
No.
That's foul,
so gross.
Jackie.
Everybody has the visual, though.
God, that's great.
A Jaeger volcano. And that stuff coming back up does not taste good.
No.
It doesn't taste real good going down either.
I like
think
Jaeger.
About it. Do you?
Yeah, I'm a Jaeger fan.
Yuck.
Jackie, let's play Rattle Off. Give me a letter. Any letter.
L.
L is good. Five animals that begin with an L. Five animals that start with... And animals or insects or any kind of creature.
Okay.
That starts with an L. Ready and go.
Llama, lion, lizard, leopard, leprechaun? Does that count? Lazy...
I was looking for a lemur.
A liger.
Lemur.
Duh.
I don't think I'm going to accept leprechaun.
Can't accept leprechaun, huh?
It's a creature, right?
A Lhasa Apso.
To laugh.
Lhasa Apso? Opsi? Opso?
Lhasa Apso. Oh, yeah.
A Labrador.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
see,
nuts.
I'm sweating now.
Well, don't throw up again.
You look, you got four. Oh, that's pretty good.
Dang it.
And you gave us a couple great stories, so thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. And we're glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. You guys have an awesome weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, one of our people hung up.
Rude.
Kiana and Tanya stuck around, though. Kiana, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us why you threw up in the last 48 hours.
I thought that I had the flu, and I couldn't stop puking, so I went to urgent care, and I found out that I am pregnant.
Oh, I was just going to joke. I was just going to say, are you pregnant?
Wow.
Third baby.
Expected, unexpected.
Obviously,
unexpected.
Unexpected.
Hmm.
Wah, wah.
How you feeling about this?
Mixed emotions for sure. Didn't want a third, but here I am. So trying to wrap my head around having three of them.
How old are your other two?
4 and 1.
Wow.
Okay, well, at least they're all young. At least they're not like 18 and 20 and you're, you know.
You're going to have three kids, 5 and under.
I think that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
I think it'll be great. I am a liar.
How does your partner in life feel about this?
Yeah.
Oh, he's ecstatic.
Okay,
well, that's good.
He loves kids, so he's...
Well, he's not the one who has to walk around carrying it, is he? So.
Now,
we're the ones puking every day.
Yeah.
Were there procedures in place to prevent this?
Fair question.
Yes.
What were the procedures?
Yeah.
We use protection, condoms, so, you know... Just
something happened, huh?
They are not 100%.
They're not 100%. I was just hoping you were going to say vasectomy because I've had the vasectomy and, you know, those stories that you hear from time to time.
They're not even 100%.
They're pretty damn close to it. Pretty close.
Well. Fertile Myrtle is right, Kiana.
Did you have a good time making the baby?
I think so. I don't really remember.
I don't know which time it was, but I'm sure
it was a fun time.
That's good. At least you have that going for you.
I mean, my mom had 5 kids and my grandma had 9, so it's like...
Yeah, you'll be fine.
You're a fertile family. It's a fertile family. There was this old movie, and I won't bore you with the movie or whatever, but there's these two characters talking, and one character just got his girlfriend pregnant, and he's talking to this guy who's a dad. And the dad's talking about how he has several kids, but then the last one was unplanned, okay? And he tells the guy who's all nervous about everything, he says, you know what? We planned these first ones. The last one wasn't. He goes, which could have freaked us out, but he goes, I'm going to tell you something. That one turned out to be really something special. And for you, Kiana, I have a feeling your third is going to turn out to be really, really special. And you're going to be so thrilled.
Tom. That's beautiful.
I think it's going to be true.
I just teared up a little bit.
I think this is going to be a special child. And you are going to be so happy that this happened.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That made me tear up a little bit, too.
You watch. I'm telling
That's
you.
Really nice.
This
dog.
Kid is going to be something, really and nice. You're going to say, like, oh, I remember when I found out, and I was like, oh, am I ready for this? And then you're going to be like,
I can't imagine life without you.
Now I can't imagine my life without this beautiful child in my world.
Or?
Could be hell on earth.
They'll end up in prison.
Yep.
Well, it could be hell on earth.
I'm going to be in prison.
If it's a boy, you're going to name him Dom?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
There you go. That's good.
All right, Mama Kiana, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Oh, geez. Okay.
We tried this one yesterday. We don't think this one is that tough, but we tried it yesterday. Let's try it again. Five female country stars. And these could be past or present. You can go back in time. 5 female country stars. Ready and go.
Carrie Underwood. Miranda Lambert. What's her name?
Time is
Dolly Parton.
Dang it.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Yes,
Shania Twain.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You didn't get it.
No.
But we
love talking to you, though.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you, guys. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye
now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Here's Tanya. Hey, Tanya.
Tanya.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
So, are we still on speakerphone or Bluetooth with you?
Yeah.
Take us off that if you would. We'd love you if you would.
We can just hear you better that way.
Yeah, and the listeners can hear you better.
Figure it out.
So you can do it.
We'll wait.
All right.
It's a little better.
No, we haven't heard anything yet.
I heard all right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I think she's still on speakerphone,
It was better the other way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm driving.
I know.
Yeah. I can hear you. She's fine.
All right, listen, why'd you puke?
I puked. My mom's visiting from New Mexico, and I wanted to take her out to breakfast. And you know how they bring you those big things of coffee, and I just kept drinking the coffee. And then we get home, and I'm like, I don't feel so good.
You had bad coffee, huh?
Well, I don't think it was bad, but if you drink like 8 or 10 cups, that's bad.
It usually gives you diarrhea versus puking. Did you have both?
What happened? No.
This coffee wanted out one way or the other.
Yeah, and I thought maybe it was the food, but we split everything, and she is perfectly fine.
What did you split? What did you get to eat?
We went to First Watch. Have you guys ever been to First Watch?
Yes, I love First Watch.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite place. I'm like, I got to take you to my favorite place. We just got here, actually, from, I think I talked to you guys before. I got here from Guam.
Yeah, we've talked to.
Yeah. Get that, it's what is that, like $1 million bacon or whatever they call it there? It's the bacon with the brown sugar, and they sprinkle it with other stuff. It's really good.
Try to, if you get that, stick with just 1 or 2 cups of coffee, okay?
I think we lost her.
We lost her. Oh. I knew it was bad. Yeah.
Go on. The coffee.
Oh! Tanya, really, get off your speakerphone or Bluetooth. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to put you on hold for just a moment. Jeremy and I are just going to talk while you find a way to get off of that device. And then we'll come back and talk to Tanya.
I'm telling you, though, that bacon is killer. Killer.
Where is First Watch?
There's one down by Southwest Plaza that I go to.
It's a chain?
I think it's a chain. I've been to the one in the little Highlands Ranch Town Center as well, too. My dad and I went to breakfast there.
I'll be darned.
They have some nice, healthy options.
How's your dad?
He's really good.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he still driving down the springs all the time?
No.
Stopped doing that?
No. He stopped a while ago.
Think Tanya figured it out? Tanya, did you figure it out?
I hope so.
Yeah, that's a little bit better, maybe. All right, let's play this game. Are you ready to give it a shot?
Sure.
All right.
10 seconds.
Okay.
I think we're going to try. 5 Mexican food chains, like chain restaurants that are Mexican food or similar to. No help from anybody. Ready and go.
Taco Bell, Del Sol, El Torito's. What else? Two more. Oh.
Time's up.
Jimmy's. For a Hacienda in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Cuba.
On the border.
Is that Colorado?
On the border.
Sure is Colorado. Mm.
Yeah, see, I'm new here.
I think
here,
it's called so Hacienda, Colorado, isn't it? Mm.
I like the ones down south, Taco Bueno.
Ooh.
Taco Bueno.
See.
Well, Tanya, thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Bye.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Never, ever did take us off that thing.
Nah, it was a mess.